88.5 FM, Jeff Penfield, joined live in studio by M. Ward, playing the Greek Theater tomorrow. And he has his new album out called What a Wonderful Industry. Thank you so much for taking a few moments out of your day and coming out to talk to us.
It's great to be back.
And play some songs, a little solo action, which is always great to hear from you. This one was a bit of a surprise album, What a Wonderful Industry. And it kind of came out of nowhere where you self-released it. It's your own. What's the backstory? How did you come about actually just releasing it on your own?
Yeah, I didn't want to think about it too much. There's a cost in, not planning things the right way, not setting things up. It's not on, everyone's chalkboard the next Monday morning, which was a fine, experiment for me. It's probably something I'll never do again. But, it was a supposedly a fun thing. And it was a fun release in a way. But I'm glad I did it. And now I'll probably just release records in the proper format for now on. Unless something crazy happens.
Well, I think for you, did the subject matter have a part of that? Because you mentioned when you released it, it was about a lot of the people you met along the way in the music industry, not specifically named by name, but the heroes and the villains. Was it just because it was so true to your life and to what you had experienced in the industry?
Yeah, I wanted the songs to speak for themselves, and I still do. Sometimes if you have a bunch of meetings with journalists, stuff comes out that's completely unnecessary. So sometimes it's fun to just let the songs speak for themselves. And the response I've received has been, it's always interesting. And a lot of times when you tell stories about people you met, when you were signing your first record contract or whatever, you will inevitably hear more stories from other people who are artists making contracts, that everyone falls into this sort of trap of at one point, there's going to be a lawyer or there's going to be a label manager or something that's going to want to take advantage of your naivete and your youth and your inexperience. And it really doesn't matter what industry we're talking about. Mm-hmm. That's just what I believe, and I'm very lucky that I only had that happen to me for about one record. So and it was years ago. So I feel very lucky. I also feel like it's a good conversation that people should have to keep younger artists informed. Get a lawyer, right out of the gate. That's a good word of advice.
So there have been artists who have actually reached out to you and after they heard the record or listened to it, they actually said, hey, you know, I listened to this song and heard this. Is this really about, you know, when you're signing a record contract? So you, have you been approached about advice?
I have been receiving responses like that, but it's really been that way forever, especially with friends of mine that we talk about, you know, what we're dealing with old contracts and everything, and everyone has a story like that. But I don't want to, you know, dwell on it too much. I feel very fortunate and very, you know, I feel very lucky to be able to do this for a living. But just because we're lucky and fortunate to do this for a living doesn't mean that there's some good stories to be told and some good warnings.
Well, I think that was important in how you described it, because a lot of times you do a record like this and people will focus on the negative. Mm-hmm. But you said it's heroes too, so this is not only about those negative things. Like, hey guy, you know, look at, you know, this is what you can get out of this career, this is what you can get out of this industry as well.
Absolutely. I hope that there's a balance on the record between shadows and light, and that's the way my life is, and that's the way I hope that the record is. That's the way I think all great books are and great films. It's an equal balance, and I'm not that interested in making songs or records that are all light or all dark. A never-ending pursuit.
Well, and it can always depend on where you are at that very moment. Like in this moment, you felt ready and prepared to do, it seems, don't let me speak for you at the end of the day, but you know, it seems like you were ready for a record where it's just like, get it out on the paper, get it out into the record, get it out into the ether and be done with it, and just be like, this is what it is. And it's almost like a, you know, just get it out there.
Yeah. Some kind of a therapy record, yeah. Maybe. It's definitely the closest I've ever been to that kind of instant gratification. Mm-hmm. As far as releasing records goes.
Long way up to heaven, long way down to hell, and one word hangs in that balance, be it yes sir or no sir, what will you say? And then love found me at a crossroad where deals go down every day, where one world hangs in that balance. Hey, maybe you could meet me halfway. It's a long way up
how long did the actual recording of it take?
A couple months, if you added them all up. A couple of months.
Yeah. And I know you worked with some people. There was Jim James provided vocals on a couple of tracks. Did you kind of explain what you were doing to them, and did they have a reaction to that, or did you just kind of say, hey, can you help me out with the song, and not really give them any details?
Most of the people I'm lucky to work with don't need too much ahead of time as far as background. They come into the studio and we play the song, and they kind of find their way into it. I feel really lucky to have Jim come in and sing on a couple songs.
So were they mostly, of the people worked on it, some folks who you've worked with before, so there's that comfort level? You don't have to kind of dig in into who you are and what you're doing. They just kind of trust you and say, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, a lot of the faces and names on the record are old friends from either Portland or Los Angeles, which is, you know, the two places where I basically live. And it was a pretty quick process, probably the fastest record I've ever made. And I've never made a live record, you know, a record that you can just make in like an afternoon or something, but this is as close as I've ever been, and I had to try it out to see how it felt.
And now you are out on the road. How have you kind of presented this on stage? Is it something that you kind of do from front to back? Do you mix in some of the old songs into it? Like, how have you approached doing it live?
It's always old and new for me. I've many years ago tried to recreate the making of a record or the production of a record on stage, and I just don't think it's that interesting because it always ends up being different, and I'm much rather mix the old and the new and covers and originals, and it's all a big stew, really.
Well, it's always interesting, how do you translate what you did in the studio, because there's certain things you can do in the studio that replicating on stage, just it's not possible. I mean, literally, you can't bring Jim James out on you with you on the road. He might be able to do a date or two here or there, but you know, he's got his own stuff that's going on. So it's, you know, there's always that challenge of, you know, how do I take this song and replicate it or translate it for when I'm out in front of a crowd where I am putting it in between things that they know from me in the past and things like that too.
Yeah. And usually for me, when I'm performing solo, like this week, I'm playing solo. It's a matter of kind of going back in time to when the songs were written and, how they sounded to me on either four track or GarageBand. And, there's a pleasure in that also.
Kind of human, part machine. Look a little deeper in her eyes. She's kind of human, part machine. You say how'd she get so cold inside? Well, if you wanna know why I know, well, I'll tell you why. She'll break your heart and she won't feel a thing. You say, how can she be so sweet and then so mean? Has she said those things she said to me? And then just change the code, shut down the dream. How can anyone make a cut so clean? I said she learned it from me. She learned it from me. Yeah, she's kinda human and part machine. Look a little deeper in her eyes. She got cords and wires that purple vein. Yeah, she's more a number than a name. And if you wanna know why, Why I know, well, I'll tell you why. She'll break your heart and she won't feel a thing. You say, how can she be so sweet and then so mean? How she said those things she said to me, and then just changed the code, shut down the dream. How can anyone make a cut so clean? I say she learned it from me. She learned it from me. She learned it from me. I taught her so well. I taught her so well.
You're also going to be going out on the road again with She and Him coming up in December 6th, I believe, is your LA date. What's your plan for that tour? How are you going to be teaming up with Zoe on that one?
Yeah, well, the response to these Christmas records has been just incredible. Mm-hmm. And we've never done shows supporting those records. We've did a few TV shows of just, you know, one, you know, single songs. We're excited about revisiting those records and kind of having a Christmas party in these different cities. I think it's just LA, San Francisco, Austin, unless something else gets added. Mm-hmm. And really, it's just a process of having fun with friends. And yeah, we're excited to play the Wiltern.
So two things I heard there. So A, Christmas. So is it going to be all Christmas?
All Christmas.
Oh, boy.
It'll be December. We'll be in the Christmas spirit. We will all be, you know, at that point, ready to escape the bombardment of over-the-top, overcooked Christmas songs, and we'll get into the rehearsal room, and then we'll perform these more stripped-down versions of these Christmas songs that we've always loved, and Zoe brings her own personal spin on all these songs. That's it's a pleasure to be a part of.
And friends as well. So are there going to be like guests along the way?
We're planning on some guests. We'll see. We'll see. The band is still forming. Yeah, it'll be full band.
All right. Well, it's M. Ward, Greek Theater tomorrow, opening for First Aid Kit. What a Wonderful Industry is his solo album. Thank you so much for stopping on by.
Great to be back.
It's 88.5 FM.